It was 12 years ago that I spoke at the Bilderberg Group meeting north of England in the English countryside. I spoke to a crowd of about 4,500 people just a few hundred yards away where the British Prime Minister was meeting with the real leaders of the world. And I looked at those mainly English people, those British people, and I said to them, this is very important, please listen to me. I said, you know where 1776 came from? Do you know why America and the 13 colonies was able to be born out of the 13 colonies? It was because early in the beginning of the war, for at least a year, the British Parliament voted against the war because they'd already had a similar revolution there that George Washington's grandfather and others have been involved in, that had spilt over into the colonies, of that we the people had a right to be free. And so America was founded by predominantly Englishmen and also Germans and Dutch and Irish and the rest of it, who wanted freedom. Doesn't mean they moved the ball all the way down the field, but they certainly began to move it down the field to where we are today. And I got that crowd of almost 5,000 people, the local police estimated, to chant the answer in 1984, 1776. It was not an anti-English slogan. It was an anti-King George III of the Saxe-Coburg-Gotha, who wasn't even English slogan. So they understood that and they knew that. And that's why this is so important. Listen to me carefully while I'm explaining this little historical piece. The main reason, and George Washington wrote about this in letters and speeches he gave before he died, that the colonies and the new country, America, the United States of America, and those 13 stars were able to succeed, he said, was the courage and the will of the soldiers and that minority of Americans, less than 4% at the start, that supported the rebellion. And that they had the cause of right on their side, and that God oversees battles and revolutions. I mean, those are his famous speeches. But he said if it wasn't for three groups he listed, the French that were supporting a war against their enemies, they were in a current war with the British, and then he said English soldiers that knew our fight was right and gave us intel and joined us, either openly or covertly, and German, Prussian, Hessian, trained from birth soldiers. And so it was George Washington, in letters to different commanders and others, and the British were able to infiltrate his command and get Benedict Arnold to turn against him in the last few months of the war as well. This was going both ways. There was a ideological communication between both sides of, why don't you join us? We really are the good people. That's what George Washington was saying to the British soldiers and to the German soldiers. And the British were coming back and saying, we'll give you £1,000, £10,000, you know, equivalent to millions of dollars. Join us, you can move back to London to Benedict Arnold. He took the money. So the British offered money, the British government, the globalist government, the empire of the time, but George Washington offered honor. And he said, this is wrong. You fought for this in England. Join us. Report what's happening. Help us win. And it was British soldiers and officers that gave us the intel to win after 5 years of us losing. They believed in our cause. They saw the atrocities committed against the colonies, against the fledgling Americans. That's why George Washington executed a lot of troops. If you raped somebody, you were dead. If you pillaged, you were dead. He told them every day when they had a chance, it wasn't every day, but every time they had a chance to have formations, he told them, you do one thing unbecoming, I'm going to hang your ass. I don't care if the British are burning down churches and raping women. I don't care what they're doing. We don't do that. That's not who we are. God's watching. We have the moral superiority. And that got the British officers and others to give us the intel to win. And it was even worse with the Hessians. The defection. Some estimates are half the Hessians trained from birth to be war soldiers, way more vicious than the British, seen as the pit bulls, the attack dogs. They came here and saw all this freedom and saw all these Germans that were there with these farms and ranches and the women and all the families. And they said, I want to be, why are we attacking you? And they defected. So I'm going to say to the bureaucrats and the government and the media people and the intelligence agencies and the FBI and the Justice Department and the academics and all of you, you signed on to pure destruction and having our power cut off and our borders collapsed and total hell. I know George Washington had a little bit harder sell to those leaders and those soldiers. My sale is so easy. You should go against this pure evil. This isn't even a choice. It's a death cult. It's a circular firing squad. It's a purposeful sellout to pure destruction to not join us. This isn't just the second American Revolution we're involved in. This is 1776 worldwide, and it belongs to people in Mexico and people in Africa, in Nigeria and South Africa and the Congo. It belongs to people in Brazil. It belongs to people in Japan and Russia and Germany and France and the Netherlands and everywhere else of being free. We will win, guys. Some of us on the front lines aren't going to make it, but that's okay. God's watching. It's eternal. I'll wake up next level just like that. God's already rewarded me so much. It's a personal relationship, and I'm not going to get into it, but I'm at a whole other level, and it's just such a blessing, and all God gets all the glory and everything else. But I just want all of you that still have a feeling of liberty in your heart and still are even listening to me, because if you work for the system as an analyst watching us right now, and deep inside you feel excited, you feel a tickle in your spine, you get tears in your eyes, and you want to join us, it's a spiritual decision. You don't have to send us intel on the enemy. You don't have to do any of that. You just got to say to God, I repent. I'm sorry. I paid for abortions, folks. I've killed my children. I've done stuff far worse than most of the evil operatives watching have done. I don't tell those stories. The left always goes, why does he admit that? He's anti-abortion. That's the whole point, is I know it's wrong. And it's the same thing to you. I've done more bad things to people than most of the bad people tuning in have done. I didn't just kill my children. And I never started a fight, but I did enjoy it when I was younger. And if you did hit me, I would beat you to death. I'd beat you till you were in a coma. And I repent of that now. I don't do that dark side stuff. As I get older, I pull further and further away from it. It's a good thing. But I'm here telling you, I've been evil. I've been influenced by evil. I have been an unwilling minion of Satan, but I have been reprieved of that. And I'm here just simply telling you, your ancestors and all the good people in your lineage and all of us and the current people alive and our future generations are waiting for you with our arms out, and our hands out, just saying, join us like the British officers and soldiers. Join us like the Hessian soldiers. Join us. Just come. Join us. Come on. You know the New World Order is evil. You know it's bad. You know it's pedophilic. You know it's destructive. You know it's a dead end. So don't pretend like that's not the case and just repent. Just say, I'm sorry. I don't want to be part of this. And God will lead, God, and direct you with the Holy Spirit. You don't need me to do it. You don't need to have all the answers. You've just got to say, yes, I don't want to back a vaccine that isn't a vaccine that causes mass death and destruction as the wheels come off. Because the devil's plan is to get people to do evil stuff and then deny they've done it and double down. This was a corruption. This was to get the medical system and the lawyers and the government and the media and all of it on board with this, so that imagine the next evil you're going to have to support and go along with. There isn't much time, though. If you don't take on the Holy Spirit, if you don't say, God, help me, I'm weak, I love you, I want to be good, show me you're real. If you don't literally tonight turn the lights off in your room or do it with the lights on, just by yourself, just say, God, I love you. I'm reaching out to you. Show me you're real. You won't believe the dreams you'll have. You won't believe the experiences you have. You won't believe what you might even manifestly see if you're that blessed. You've got to reach out, though, because God's a free will God. And I'm telling you, your heart's going to be hardened very soon. You'll be given over to total delusion, like so many people, these zombies of evil you see everywhere. Those of you that can still hear my voice and I can still get to you, you've still got receptors in your soul that I can reach to, this is only you can let yourself out of this trap. Only you can get out of this cage. Only God can unlock it. But you have to say, God, unlock it, let me out. Be like the British officers. Be like the Hessian officers. Join us. Be part of the future. Be pro-human. We're here waiting for you. My hand is out to you. Take my hand. Take my hand. We'll be right back. We're very late in the game. There's not much time. I want to finish up what I said, what I was getting into, and then go to the rest of the news. But what I'm quantifying here is you've been serving the New World Order, many of you. I know the general audience hasn't, but I'm talking to those lost sheep out there that have tuned in. And there's a real chance for you to make the right decision to spiritually break with the globalists and say, I don't like what's happening. I think it's wrong. And I'm going to start thinking and praying and researching what I should do. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm not George Washington asking you to give me troop movements or do this or that. I'm just saying, do what Elon Musk has done and said, okay, it really made me sick 6 months ago. It almost killed my family member. It's really bad. Oh, my God, these people are horrible. Whether he's really a good person or not, he knows we're winning. I don't get up here and tell you we're winning for no reason. I told you 10 years ago we were losing. I told you 25 years ago we were losing. People said, man, this guy is depressing people. No, I don't lie to people. I make mistakes, but not often. When it comes to the big themes. And so when things are down, I want you to know you're down. Because when you're down is when you can really fire up. And we're still down, but we are beginning to climb out of this thing. And we're moving faster and faster and faster. And I'm just saying, why would anybody want to serve something that destroys your own future? Even if you're a sociopath, this thing is not going to help you. This thing is going to destroy you. And so we're seeing record defections to our side everywhere. We're really turning the tide here. The enemy's going to launch bigger wars. They're committing Leopard 2 tanks, 2,000 of them out of Germany. They've almost agreed. And more is going to go. And so that's all going on. And they're getting ready. The FDIC a month ago admitted, and again on Friday, said, yes, we are going to do bail-ins. We just don't know the time. That means take money out of your bank account. I mean, a lot of it. They're already beta testing it. So things are going to get rough, folks. All I can tell you is going along with this is going to make things a lot worse. And my job is to tell you what's going on and lay it out and believe in you, because the globalists don't believe in you. I do believe in you. God believes in you. And I believe in myself. And I believe in good people. And I'll be damned. I'll just be quite frank with you if I'm going to ever not bet on you. The New World Order betting against you, the people that serve evil bet against themselves, because we were made by God. And I'm not going to bet against my maker. I'm not going to bet against my grandparents or their parents or their parents. I come from good, hardworking, strong people, and I'm not about to turn my back on who they were ever. And I'm pissed off at myself that I haven't been stronger in the mistakes I've made. But I'm telling you, folks, I've swung for the fences every time. Every damn time. And as flawed and as failed as I am, we've had incredible victory together. And I tell you that because I know how good people are. And they don't want to make a mistake, and you're humble, and you don't want to go to the city council, and you don't want to go to the commissioner court or the school board to speak out, because it's like you're being uppity and you're being arrogant, you're being a loudmouth. No, you're not. You're doing your job when we're under attack. And the children are counting on you. And I can tell you, I remember 27 years ago, I've been on the air a couple of years, and I'd been done a marathon video editing of a film. I just put it out. I've just done 3 hours of broadcasting, and I was about to drive home. I wasn't even married yet. Hadn't even had children yet. And I pulled into a place, Waterloo Ice House. I got a chicken fried steak and a beer, and I'm sitting there in that restaurant, but I'm like 23 years old, and the whole future opened up. And it was this feeling, not of fear, but of awesomeness. And that kind of gave me a little, like, not what you call fear, more like, whoa. And it was, the Holy Spirit was so strong, and it was, you're going to create the new generation of resistors, and you're going to be destroyed in the end. You have to be ready for this. And I've told you this story for over 15 years. And you're going to change the whole world. But you've got to be fully committed to this, and do you see what it's going to look like? But before they destroy you, you're going to get to see all the people you've encouraged and all the people you've spurred to wake up, and they're going to be people even more effective than you that are going to help us smash this. Do you understand that? Do you take this mission right now, and let me just give you an imprint of the knowledge. Do you want this information? Yes, I want the information. Bam! You got the information now. And it was just boom! My intellect the next week, my dreams, everything. I was just downloading stuff I can't even describe at that point. I've only had three other downloads like that. I got one about 6 months ago. And it is some of this stuff I can't even understand. It is like literally, I'm being beamed directly the resistance, how to do it, all the operations, how what the enemy is going to do, how to stop them. God is so real, ladies and gentlemen. This is not coming from me. This is literally interdimensional. Why would you not want to dial into that? Our enemies are dialed into their satanic force. They look like zombies. They're demons. They're unhappy. They're unhealthy. They're being destroyed, but they are jacked in and don't know how to unplug themselves. Like if you were sitting there with your hand in the sink, brushing your teeth, and that you forgot to turn the hairdryer off and it falls in the sink and you're like, you know, one time when I was about 10 years old, I got out of the shower, didn't dry my feet off. My mom said, breakfast is ready. You're late. I kind of threw on my clothes, but didn't put my shoes on and ran down with wet feet. And the toast popped out and I put my hand on the toaster and it went. And I remember my dad telling me, if you ever touch an appliance and you're locked in by it, make you have a heart attack, just kick your feet and fall back. And I fell back. And I'm sure most of you had that experience of beginning to be electrocuted. And it's the same thing, ladies and gentlemen. You're being electrocuted by the New World Order. You're being killed by it. And all you got to do is just push away and fall back. You got to get off the electricity, get off the satanic force, and just push it off and get off that son of a bitch. Or it's going to fry your ass forever. And people jacked into it go, man, this is kind of cool. You're being fried by evil. And people are like, oh, man, I'm on a power trip. This is really crazy. I feel like I'm on fire. I'm demon influenced. I'm dialed into this evil. This feels really crazy. I must be getting some power. No, you're being spiritually electrocuted. You're being spiritually fried. Push off. And you know how you push off? You say, Jesus, help me. God, help me, please. Just take this out of my life. And that's the first step. All right, I said I'd cover news, and I will. But these are the times that try men's souls. This is a spiritual fight. And everybody needs to understand that 110%, that's what this is, and you can't beat it without God. That's why they want to tell you God doesn't exist. They're throwing you overboard without a lifeboat, without a life raft. God is that life raft, and they're on a sinking ship. They want you to go down with them thinking there's no other way, but there is. Just decide you don't like the New World Order. Just decide you don't like being poor. Just decide you don't want to be a slave. Just decide you want to control your own body. Just decide you want to protect children. Just decide you want peace and security. Just decide that, and you will get it. But you got free will. You got to say, I want that. And tell me, God, what I got to do to get that for everybody. All right, I'm going to shut up about this, but that's just defect to God. Leave the New World Order. Leave Satan. Break with it. That's all my message to you. We'll be right back.
In the year 2000, Alex Jones's film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, showed the world how our so-called elite leaders practice mock ritual sacrifices in private.
This summer sets us free.
In 2007, Alex Jones releases Endgame, exposing the world elite's plans for covertly using biological weapons against all of mankind. And by the time they launched their attack in 2020, Alex Jones's InfoWars and our audience were there to warn the people of the deadly vaccines that we knew were coming. This is why they attack us. This is why we need your support. Because we tell the truth. Alex Jones was right. Join the resistance. Buy products. Donate to the cause. Share the links. Join us in the fight for freedom. And help us defeat the New World Order.